Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. There's another update with the Southampton Princess redevelopment. Stakeholders, investors, cabinet, workers and more showed up to celebrate the groundbreaking of the redevelopment of the Southampton Princess. Kareem Alibi, who is the founder and principal of Gencom, first invested into Tucker's Point and now his latest project, the Southampton Princess, which was connected to Gencom back in 2019. He took to the podium the other day to share Gencom's journey with Bermuda.
If I had to open my March 2020 budget of what it would have cost versus today, I would probably have to be hospitalized, but you know, we just kept the scope, and in fact, we expanded it. And as you will see, this is a complete transformation that we are going after here. We're very much hoping that in the next 18 months, we'll be standing in front of you for the ribbon-cutting grand opening, reopening of the Southampton Princess.
And of course, the Premier, the Honourable David Burt, JPMP, had a few words to say about the redevelopment.
I'm not sure which cliche best applies today, but I settled on this one. Better late than never. I have never, not for 1 minute, doubted the wider public support for this redevelopment. Despite the opposition, manufactured or otherwise, that we have faced over the past 4 years. Likewise, I believe that the people of Bermuda appreciate that the benefits to construction and other related firms, as well as to our airlift and on-island activities, have been well worth the wait. It is important to remember that this transaction represents the largest ever hotel project for Bermuda.
In other news, the minister, Tanae Ferbert, engaged in powerful dialogue with students at the Bermuda College. She said the session included her thoughtfully listening to the insights and innovative ideas from the college students. The young individuals expressed a strong interest in expanding opportunities and amplifying the voices of Bermuda's youth, courageously discussing the issues and challenges that they face on a daily basis around the island. The session also saw a visit from the new Bermuda College president, Dr. David Sam, and also noting that the Office of Youth Affairs is committed to addressing the core goals of the National Youth Policy. A student who was there reflected on some of the issues, and they said that what was talked about and discussed was also the dangers that a lot of young people are facing in Bermuda and how we can overcome the antisocial behaviors. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.